Be'ez Hashem, the last shir on Seder Nezikin. So it's a big accomplishment. We've been through the whole Seder. We learned Be'iyun. Be'ez Hashem Shkiv Siyat Teshmayu. We should be zoichet to continue in the Kachem. We remarked at the beginning of the Masechta that it's really fitting that as we finish off the Seder Nezikin, we go straight into Seder Kachem, but the bridge between the two has a lot of Kachem over here. So we're already in Kachem mode. Be'ez Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem should give us that we should not only learn about the Seder HaVoideh, we should be zeichet to be mekayim the Seder HaVoideh. There's another connection also we'll mention, is that Seder Nezikin is called in the Gemara and Shabbos, V'hoya Amuna Yitecha Choysin Yeshua's Chochma Vodas. Seder Nezikin is not called Chochma, it's called Yeshua's. The Seder that's called Chochma is Kachem. Masha'en Kain, when we learn the mission in the end of Bava Basra, is Koloritza Lahachkin Yachkin Bidine Momret. So, if a person wants to become a Lamdin, wants to become a Chochem, he should be Oisik extensively in Dine Momret. So, which one is Chochma? Dine Momret, say the Nezikin, or say the Kachem? It seems that there's a Chochma with the human intellect, and that Dine Momret speaks more to the logic, more to the human intellect, even though a lot of said Nezikin. There are things that we wouldn't know without Gzeres HaKosov, etc. But there's a certain element of Seichel, of Chochmas, Chochmas HaAnushi. Chochmas HaAloiki, which is the deeper understanding of Avodas Hashem, is Kula Gzeres HaKosov. It's only Shaykh to know which carbon is brought on which Chelik in the Mizbeach, and how to do the Avodas Adam of which carbon, how long to eat each carbon. These things are pure Gzeres HaKosov. So this is the Chokma of Seder Kachem. And we're being Isaac over here in a bridge between the two. The Chokma of Seichel Anushi and the Chokma of Seichel Aloiki combined in one Mesechna, which will take us from Yitz Hashem into Seder Kachem. Kol atodim echaveroi, koidim eschaveroi. This is a klal that we have. This is actually a perek in Zvochim, Yitz Hashem. We're going to learn the next Mesechna. Perek kol atod, shver perek, gishmaka perek. And over there the halacha is that this is a klal really in kol ater kula, not a klal in kochim, but it is the Mishnah, the seventh perek of Zvachim over there. So the Pashta Dugma over there is Lamashal, Karban Tomid was before the Karban Musav. Let's say on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, where there was two Musaf, there's a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Shabbos. The Musaf of Shabbos is before Rosh Chodesh, because obviously Shabbos is more Tadir than Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has Kedimah of Rosh Hashanah, even though the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah obviously is greater. But Lamaisa, the Din of Tadir, always puts the carbon that's more Tadir. The famous Yeshivish HaKir is the din of Todir Akpedo, that the one that's Todir has to come first, or that the one that's Todir shouldn't be last. It's a bezoin for something which is has a Tidirus. A Tidirus is Meir on a certain level of Keshivus. When something is Tmidin Kesidron, Sepshaz, it's a basic necessity, it's not a luxury item. A person has by every meal, what he has by every meal, the Pshaz, that means that's a basic necessity. What a person eats once a week, that's a luxury item. So the necessity has a chshivus, and it's to be brought first, or at least we could say that it shouldn't be brought last. Nafkamina, this, what Chonon says, in Kevachim and Psachim, is what happens if you'd want to bring both of them by Basachas. Two Kehanim at the same time will bring two separate Kabanas, one which is Todah, one which is not. Is there a problem with that? Does it have to be Koidim? That's a Yeshivish HaKira. Again, like we said, even though it's always brought in conjunction with Karbonis, but Be'etzim, the place can use it by all the mitzvahs. L'moshul, let's say Friday night, if somebody makes early Shabbos, after the Suda, he has benching, and he has Krishma, because it's already by Nacht, it's already after Tzitz Chachovim, and let's say it's during Yimei Svira, before Shavuos, he has Svira Saimer. What does he say first? Shman Svira Saimer, Shman's Kos Todeh. So, Paiskim Memon to say Shema before Svir Zayman. Benching and Shema is one Todeh, one not. Shema is always said 2-3 times a day. Benching, a person doesn't have to bench necessarily. Now, a person is not Mechuyiv to say Krishma before benching because you're in the middle of a Suda, you're allowed to finish the Suda, including benching. But if you want to know what's Todeh, the Todah L'chayz the Krishma over the benching. So that's the klal kol ha-todah mechaver koyim mizchaver. Kol ha-mekudish mechaver koyim mizchaveroi. That which is Kodesh Yoyis is also a Mishnah in Zvachim, but it's a Mishnah later on Zvachim, the 10th parak, not the 7th parak. So let's say the Kohen has ready to spritz al gabi ha-mizbeach dam of a chatas and dam of an oilo. We have a whole list of credentials what makes dam chatas have more kedushin than dam oilo, and dam oilo is kodesh kedushim, so it has more chivas than kohen shlomim. What about shlomim and toida? Both are kodeshim kalim. What about oilo and chatas? Both are kodeshim kodesh kedushim. So that's a whole discussion we'll see in Yitz Hashem over there in Zvachim, but that's the klal mekudesh mechaver. Now, of course, you have to ask yourself what happens if there's a clash between two mitzvahs or two karbonis or two avodos that should be done. One is Todah and one is Mekudesh. Which one has the Yad Elyona? That is a famous chakira which the Gemara blabs by itself in Zvachim Dab Tzadik. And Lamaisa, how do we know Lamaisa, the Rambam Paskins? Yagdim Ezim Hem Sheyitza, since the Gemara blabs by itself. Lamaisa, when you look at the Mefarshim, in the Mishnayos, we'll see Mitzvah Shem, the 10th parak in Zvachim, it's not so posh. The Mishnah is bringing these two klolim, really agav, because now we're going to have different levels on the hierarchy of chshivus in Klal Yisrael. We have a koyin Mashiach, we have a koyin Meruv Begodim, we have a Nosi, we have a Hedyot. So memelo, we step into klolim of hierarchy, which who has kedima? Para Mashiach hu paro edo imdim. There's two paros that are waiting to be brought. One is the par Mashiach, and one is the par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur. Par HaMashiach Koidim L'par HaEidah B'chol Ma'isav. Why? Because the Mashiach has a chshivus, the way the Gemara explains it, because Klal Yisrael's Kapora is totally in the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is very central to the concept of Kapora, and therefore the par Mashiach, in terms of the Kapora, his kapara comes before the parade. It's not based not on Todah, not on Mekudesh. It's svar for itself. And again, this whole Mishnah is agav this din. But really, we're going to step now, Yitz Hashem, to the next two Mishnayos into dine kedima of different levels of hierarchy. Who's koidim luhu? There's going to be various dinim. Mishnah Zayin, hoish koidim leisha lahachyos. A man comes before a woman, legabe lahachyos. If you have one Rachmanel Tzlan, resources to save one person's life. Lahachyos, lahoshev avedah, only has one set of hands, and there's two avedas, who has kedima, they have to reckon with his needs, with his financial loss. An ish over an isha. Ve'o isha kedemis la'ish l'ksus, legabe, if there's a collection taken up to buy clothing for one person ever who's left clothingless, the isha has kedima to an ish. Why? The chshivus of the man notwithstanding, which is the reason why lahachis lahash v'aveda, and the reason for that is because a man is mitzvah and more mitzvahs u befrat that is mechuyiv in limunat Torah. But legabe kedima b'ksus, it has to do with the level of busha. The level of busha of a woman is obviously greater than that of a ish. Ulohitziyah mibeis hashevi, the necessity to redeem a woman from slavery, from imprisonment, is greater than that of a man, because a woman could come lidei michshol in order that nobody should mistreat her while she's beis hashevi. Bizman sheshneim oimdim lekalkalo. What happens if there's a mokim to be mistreated liznus? Bein bo ishu, bein bo ishu. You know that that's the mitzvah. Ho ish koidim leisha. Because a woman who's mistreated in that way is less busha than a man who'd be mistreated in that way. Because by a woman, at least the maisa is a maisa kederech chalodah. By a man, it's a maisa which is a teyev, a maisa mishkav zocha. So memela, the preventing that type of occurrence has kedima over preventing the same type of mistreatment for a woman. Mishnah Ches, koyin koyin lelevi, koyin on the hierarchy has more kedusha. So it's that. If it boils down to lahachyos, lerapois, lahashav aveda, etc., he's koyin lelevi, has a certain amount of kedusha, and therefore he's koyin leYisrael. Yisrael lemamza, a Yisrael lemaisis a miyuchas. We'll add that there's a level of kahuna by Yisrael. It's not just there's a miyuchas. V'atem tiyuli mamlechas koinu v'goy kodosh, the same way the koin is kedusha, is his yichus akunu, Yisrael's kedusha is the yichus. So mela mamzer is missing that yichus, he's missing kedushas Yisrael to a certain extent. However, he is koidim to a nosin. A nosin l'may says somebody who's descended from those where the geiris was mefukbik, was questionable. The chazal gave them a status of psula yichus. So remember, the mamzer has kedima. At least the mamzer is Jewish. The nosin, his psul yichus, is based on goyish blood. The mamzer is kilkul dika yiddish blood. Nosin has kedima over a ger because the nosin lamaisa was born with kedushas Yisrael. It's interesting because the ger has more potential. Lamaisa, the ger could bring children into the world who are Yisraelim kshayim. They're not ger. The nosin and the mamzer cannot. Lamaisa, some of the mafreshim say that even though l'chor it's pashut that a ger who's after nosin and a mamzer is because he's not he wasn't born into Yiddishkeit, he's missing in his yichus. But a ben gerim l'chor is a pure blooded Yisrael. Avadi es kedim l'nosin l'mamza. Still, some of the mafreshim point out that a ben gerim who all his ancestral biological ancestry comes from gerim is also missing b'midim mesuyim on some level in kedushas Yisrael. B'mela mamza is koydim loy. That being said, what it sounds like is that there's kamadagas over here. There's somebody who wasn't born into being a Yid. There's somebody who was born into being a Yid, but his ancestry is completely Scottish, Irish, French, v'chule. It's a ben gerim. There's somebody who's born into full-blooded Yiddishkeit, but he's from Minichus Lokui, and that's a mamzer. So that's all part of the hierarchy also. Then the Mishnah fears ois, v'ger le'eved meshuchrar, a ger has kedima to an eved meshuchrar. Even though an eved meshuchrar in halacha, we look at him as a ger, an eved whose other freed him is the same ger as guy katan shenel adami. But l'maisa, a ger that was be'etzem, a free man, even alz goy, has kedima to an eved. So give us a pegam in avtus. An eved is nekra'oru, the Gemara says, the Rav brings it. And this is the way the pasuk that Noach told Canaan. Vayema oru Canaan, eved avod miyel le'echov. Now this, if this is the hesber, would sound like this is only if he's from a race which were avodim. Now he's meshuchra. There was an emancipation proclamation, but he be'etzim comes from a nation of slaves. That's the pasuk by Noach. Not somebody who was captured by pirates, and he was sold into slavery, and an Odin bought him, a Yiddish Odin bought him, and then freed him. L'chaira, he's not missing. He's no different than a ger. No, l'chaira shtein nishtazer. The Eved Meshuch is even on an individual level, not only that that's his race. Emesab is man shekulon shovin. All these kedimois of lahachyois, hangzoros aved, etc., is only when they're shovin. Aval emoye mamze tamd chochem v'kein godla ma'oretz. A mamze is a tamd chochem. He might be the greatest psul yichus, but he's a tam chochem. He's the biggest miyuchus, and he's standing next to a kohen gadol ha'maoretz. Mamzer tam chochem koydum lekohen gadol ha'maoretz. With these words, we finish the seder of striving to become a chochem, like we mentioned before. Haroitzah lahachim yachim b'dinei mamzer. So somebody wants to take a boss of a dom, and he wants to turn that boss of a dom into what the Chazon Ish calls an ish aloiki. A tam chochem is a person whose seichel is refined and it's turned into seichel eloiki. He takes seichel anushin, he turns it into choymer eloiki. The mamzer tamal chochem might be missing in his background, but on a personal level, he's the greatest that can be. The Gemara learns this out of a pasuk. The Rav brings yukorahi mipninim, Torah is more precious than pearls. Yukorahi Torah, the one who has Torah is Torah itself. Mipninim, from him who is nichnas lefnai velefnim. The play on words, pninim, pearls, could also mean the one who is zeichet to that madrega lefnai velefnim. On the one hand, the greatest kedusha of Klal Yisrael, and that's the kohen, and we're about to start say the kochim, which is the kedusha samigdosh, and the kedusha suavoid, and the one who goes once a year into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is on the highest level of kedusha in terms of place, in terms of time, in terms of background. But in personal accomplishment, the one who's the Chochem, who's the Talmud Chochem, is on the highest Madrega. And this is our lesson that we take with us from Seyden Nezikin to Seyden Kochim. Hadr Naloch Seyden Nezikin, Hadr Chalon, Tataliv, such a Geshmak Limud. By Mitzvah Hashem, we're going now to the Madrega of learning the Halochus of the Seichel Eloiki of Seyden Kochim. Shbizaychi Yerotzin, Shibana Besamigdash Meir of Yamenu, the Sein Chalkenu Besayasach, which Bizaych, the both Madregas, the Madrega of Avoida and the Madrega of Torah, of each one reaching our potential in Torah. Amen, Ken Yerotzin.